This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. World Radio Day is being observed today to commemorate establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. Election Commission of India team, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, will visit Guwahati from 16th to 18th of this month to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Jha says government aims to build new Tripura with cooperation from all sections of society. The news in detail. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13th February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. To mark World Radio Day 2026, various programs are being organized across Akashvani stations. Akashvani has been serving the nation since its inception with the motto, Bahujan Hitaya, Bahujan Sukhaya. Established in 1936 and brought under public ownership after independence, Akashvani has grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcast and the diversity of audiences served. A team of the Election Commission of India, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, will visit Guwahati from 16th to 18th of this month to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. During their three-day-long tour, the Commission will hold detailed meeting with senior officials of the state and representatives of various political parties. In Manipur, the grand finale of the National Road Safety Month Observation 2026 was held at the City Convention Centre at Imphal yesterday. As part of the program, Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand Singh flagged off Inceptor vehicles, which had been introduced to strengthen road safety enforcement across the state. He also handed over safety equipment to traffic police and motor vehicle inspectors to enhance monitoring and compliance. The Chief Minister also launched the Heli Service portal during the program. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for several projects worth 2,218 crore rupees, along with presenting cheques to 31,952 women entrepreneurs in Assam's Majuli district. The Chief Minister also handed over cheques of seed capital, 10,000 rupees each, to of the 31,952 women entrepreneurs. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Jha yesterday said that the government aimed to build a new Tripura with the cooperation of all sections of society, including tribal communities. The Chief Minister was addressing an interactive program with beneficiaries under the Mukhya Mantri Janjati Vikash Yojana, organized by the Tribal Welfare Department at Rabindra Satavarshaki Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. He emphasized that the government has been working tirelessly to preserve the rich traditions and culture of the indigenous people while also focusing on their health, education and socio-economic development. He also informed that an honorarium for community leaders was increased to 5,000 rupees besides extending financial assistance to tribal communities through the Autonomous District Council for overall development. The Northeastern Region Workshop on Enhancing Sustainable Development Goals Outcomes at the District Level was held at the Assam Administrative Staff College, Guwahati, yesterday, organized by Niti Aayog, Ministry of Donor and UNDP. Deliberations during the workshop emphasized the need to transition from monitoring to implementation, highlighting the importance of targeted interventions to enable district administrations to accurately identify gaps and prepare focused, time-bound action plans. A delegation from the Sikkim government participated in the workshop. Sikkim's success story as the highest-ranked state in the northeastern region was shared during the technical session titled SDG Localization in the Northeastern Region from Evidence to Action. Sikkim's strong performance in the multidimensional poverty index was appreciated by Niti Aayog. Kohima administration carried out an aerial survey to assess ongoing forest fire in Zuko Valley and Mount Japfu. The team was led by Deputy Commissioner Kohima, along with officials from the District Disaster Management Authority, SDRF, and representatives of the Southern Angami Youth Organization. The team has recommended immediate deployment of Indian Air Force helicopters with Bambi buckets, for aerial water dowsing operations to prevent further escalation. The forest fire started in the last week of January. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohomai yesterday launched a project to boost the state's MSME sector by providing technical skills and global industry insights to the entrepreneurs. Besides the Micro and Small Entrepreneurs Excellence Project, he also launched the Mizoram Entrepreneurs Development Program. The Excellence Project is designed to provide local MSME owners with technical skills and global industry insights required to compete in a rapidly evolving economy. Speaking at the event, Lal Dohomai highlighted the traditional craftsmanship of the Mizo people with significant potential in the MSME sector, citing the recent India Skills Northeast Championship, where Mizoram emerged as the overall champion. Arunachal Pradesh Commerce and Industries Minister Nyato Dukam yesterday asserted that the state aims to expand its global footprint through sustainable trade partnerships, investment promotion and skill development initiatives to create long-term opportunities for entrepreneurs and youth. The minister made the statement during a meeting at the Consulate General of India in Munich with Consul General Shatrughna Sinha held on the sidelines of BioFac 2026 in Germany. The meeting focused on strengthening trade, investment and skill development linkages between the state and the European nation. Arunachal East MP Tapir Gao raised the issue of mobile connectivity in Vijayanagar, a remote border area near the Indo-Myanmar frontier, before Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya. The Union Minister acknowledged the concern and said that the centre is committed to strengthening connectivity in frontier villages, describing Vijayanagar as the first village of India. Sindhya said that challenges such as right-of-way and environmental clearances will be addressed in coordination with the Arunachal Pradesh government and assured joint discussions with the Chief Minister and MP to work out a sustainable solution. In Meghalaya, the Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Department yesterday hosted a briefing session for the national-level monitoring team from the central government in Shillong to review and assess the progress of various centrally sponsored schemes being implemented by the department. Four existing schemes being reviewed include the Rashtriya Gokul Mission, National Livestock Mission, Livestock Health and Disease Control Program, National Program for Dairy Development, and other allied livestock development initiatives. The team will also undertake field visits to East Khasi Hills, West Khasi Hills, and West Garo Hills. Chairperson of the National Authority Chemical Weapons Convention, Cabinet Secretariat, Government of India, Ms. Roli Singh, yesterday held an interactive session with entrepreneurs of Sikkim. The chairperson sought suggestions from entrepreneurs and encouraged them to explore emerging opportunities across sectors. Highlighting tourism as a key area of potential growth, she stated that homestays have a multiplier effect and can benefit local communities at multiple levels. The 22nd National Mountain Terrain Biking Championship kick-started yesterday at Roing, Lower Dibang Valley of Arunachal. It brought together top cyclists from across the country, making it one of the largest cycling events ever held in the region. The championship will go on till Sunday. The event is being organized by the Arunachal Cycling Association and the Cycling Federation of India. Nagaland Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjen Imna Along, also attended the inaugural ceremony. And another look at the headlines before we wind up. World Radio Day is being observed today to commemorate establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. Election Commission of India team, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will visit Guwahati from 16th to 18th of this month to review Assam's preparedness for the upcoming 2026 Assembly elections. And Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha says government aims to build new Tripura with cooperation from all sections of society. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.